This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. The South Korean government says days of heavy rain have caused landslides, floods, and other incidents and left at least 22 people dead and 14 others missing. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma reports.
Officials say five people died after landslides caused by the torrential downpours buried their houses, while some others died in landslide-related incidents. But the latest ministry report hasn't explained the cause of death for the additional fatalities. Rainfall has forced close to 5,000 people to evacuate and left thousands of households without electricity in the past 7 days. More than 2,000 people remain in temporary shelters as of Saturday afternoon. Also, 20 flights have been cancelled and the country's train service and some of its bullet trains suspended. I'm Charles de la Desma.
The European Union must further clarify its position on its strategic partnership with Beijing. That's what China's top diplomat Wang Yi told European Union foreign policy chief Joseph Borrell as EU leaders called for reduced dependence on China. The launch of an EU-China comprehensive strategic partnership in 2003 had promised to elevate ties beyond trade and investment. But since 2019, the 27-nation bloc has called China an economic competitor and a systemic rival, with Beijing's close relations with Moscow after Russia's invasion of Ukraine increasing the caution. Pope Francis has approved a new bishop of Shanghai as the Vatican chided China for transferring him there without consultation in violation of bilateral accords. For more stories, check us out online at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Russia is investigating whether a North Korean intercontinental ballistic missile crashed in its waters during a test launch on Wednesday, state media quoted Deputy Foreign Minister Andrei Rudenko as saying. Rudenko was quoted as saying that Russia's defense ministry was investigating, but so far we have no clear information that the missile fell in Russia's economic zone. Meantime, North Korea's firing of an intercontinental ballistic missile this week violates multiple UN resolutions and threatens peace and stability in the region. That's what the United States, South Korea, and Japan said in a joint statement condemning the launch. The missile fired off North Korea's east coast on Wednesday, flew for 74 minutes to an altitude of 6,000 kilometers and a range of 1,000 kilometers, according to Japan, in what would be the longest ever flight time for a North Korean missile. The Mega Millions top prize has grown again to an estimated $640 million after there was no winner of the lottery's latest giant jackpot. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
The numbers drawn late Friday night were 10, 24, 48, 51, 66, and the gold mega ball 15. The estimated jackpot in the next drawing Tuesday night would only be distributed to a winner who chooses an annuity paid over 29 years. Nearly all grand prize winners opt to take a cash payout, which for Tuesday's drawing is an estimated $328 million. Mega Millions says the jackpot is the seventh largest in the game's history, despite the long odds of 1 in 302.6 million. Players continue to purchase tickets as the size of the grand prize grows. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
In the U.S., actors take to picket lines outside studio headquarters as movie and television production grinds to a halt in the most serious Hollywood strike in decades. In an AP interview, actor and SAG-AFTRA president Fran Drescher says she's happy to join writers on the picket line.
We've always been supportive of the writers. I mean, we have some issues that are similar, other issues that are different, obviously. I'm a writer, I'm in the Writers Guild, and I think that there's always strength in numbers.
Italian Foreign Minister Antonio Tajani was elected on Saturday as leader of Forza Italia, the conservative party founded 29 years ago by billionaire media tycoon Silvio Berlusconi, who died last month. I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.